We've been discussing the danger of trying to impose our own cultural parameters onto Christianity, trying to read our lifestyle into the text of Scripture. This is a very dangerous thing because it's a way of putting limitations on Christian thought and practice. The first topic we are covering is the fundamentalist and evangelical habit of saying that the Bible endorses capitalism or that capitalism is the only economic system that is compatible with Scripture. As I said before, I like a capitalistic society that has got some moral restraints put upon it. I like a free market. But we have covered four of the elements of modern capitalism, and let me remind you of them. They are, one, interest, using money to make money, two, futures trading or futures investing, three, using supply and demand to determine prices, four, contractually assigning all rights of real property to the owner. So let's start with interest, because a lot of American business runs on lending, credit, and interest. Well, all interest-bearing loans were forbidden within Israel under God's economy. Deuteronomy 23:19, "Thou shalt not lend upon usury," which is interest, "to thy brother, usury of money, usury of victuals, usury of anything that is lent upon usury." So nothing could be lent with interest attached to it. Deuteronomy 23:20, "Unto a stranger, thou mayest lend upon usury, but unto thy brother thou shalt not lend upon usury, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thine hand to do in the land whither thou goest to possess it." First, interest-bearing loans were specifically prohibited from one member of Israel, that is, one Jewish person, to another. And even the permission to lend to aliens or strangers was restricted from those aliens who had settled within the gates of Israel. The stranger who settled in was also under the protection of God's decrees for the nation of Israel, and that is according to Leviticus 24:22. So within the borders of Israel, there was no lending with interest. The books of the law seem to imply two different types of loans in Israeli culture: loans to assuage hardship and commercial loans based on accruing profit. Taking a pledge for a loan and benefiting from that pledge were acceptable means of profiting from commercial loans in ancient Israel, but the pledge laws hamstrung lenders from exploitation. No money lender was allowed to keep any item that was essential for the well-being and dignity of a poor man and his family, even if that item had been freely given as a pledge. For example, a lender could not take a man's millstone or his bedclothes as a pledge. God makes clear that it is better to simply give to the poor or else grant them loans and then not pressure them for repayment. A wealthy man who wanted ready cash, on the other hand, could put up a horse or mule or ram for a pledge, and it was no hardship to him. His lender had the use of the pledge until the loan was paid back. So commercial lending based upon a pledge could still be profitable if the pledge itself was beneficial to the lender. But even that, ultimately, was a hard goods transaction, at least for the borrower. There was no interest payment. Lending was permissible at interest for outsiders. There was a class of people who visited the borders of Israel strictly for business reasons, and there was no prohibition against interest-bearing loans to them. The reasoning is never given, but seems clear. Money lending is a form of peaceful power, of accruing the wealth of those who had formerly been at war with you, while also giving them incentive not to go to war against you in the future by entering into business ventures with them.